wealth grace, wealth grace will be released in my life tonight. And I will magnify and glorify God all the days of my life. Go ahead and speak that in your life. Wealth grace. Come on. Wealth grace. Come on. That's a grace for wealth that the church have not seen yet. The body of Christ have not seen it yet. The secular folk been seeing it. But our day has come. Come on, pray a little bit in the spirit about that. Wealth grace will be released in my life tonight. And I will magnify and glorify God all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. God is releasing his love upon me and my house. Me and my house are releasing our love on God. Now we are positioned to receive divine explosion of glory. Shout out. Lift your hand and get in there and get that. Seal your life with that tonight. I decree that over you tonight. Shoko, you and your house. I can't hear y'all. In Jesus' name. Now, one more seal I want to give you. I want you to listen very carefully to this seal. Don't speak anything over your life to seal your life. No more financial curses will attach itself to my life, for I am free to flow in the wealth of God because of what Jesus has done for me. Come on, lift your hand. No more financial curses will attach itself to my life. For I am free to flow in the wealth of God and because of what Jesus had done for me. Come on, pray about that. In Jesus' name, we're praying and giving thanks. You may be seated, get your Bible. Let's go to work. I was going to do something else, but I think I need to go ahead and minister now. Listen, because you're about to move in the realm of the prophetic. And the prophetic, I cannot explain it no better than what the Holy Spirit is stirring in my spirit now, is an absolute truth. When God prophesies something in the earth, there's nothing that can stop it from coming to pass. Now hear this and hear it well. Money cometh is a prophetic key unlocking covenant wealth in the body of Christ. Money cometh is a prophetic key unlocking covenant wealth in the body of Christ. Two chapters in the Bible you must keep your eyes upon to understand this. Deuteronomy 8, I want you to turn there first, and Deuteronomy 28. These things must be unlocked. If you understand this, you will not be stopped no further from walking in your covenant wealth rights. Get this now, because I want to be like a Philadelphia lawyer tonight. We're going to win this case. Your wealth has been locked up too long. You have all the qualification for it. You love God. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You know God can do anything and everything. We just got to unlock it. Tonight, sad as you may be and thinking that it can't happen, if you listen, wealth, covenant wealth, will be unlocked to you. Money cometh is the key. I see you don't believe me. But I'll prove my case. Sometimes the jury don't believe either. Until a good lawyer get up and then they get a locked jury. Yeah. Because the evidence is credentials in the spirit. The Holy Ghost will prove to you that you're supposed to be wealthy. Nobody will never be able to talk you out of it again. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17, this is where we have to learn our lesson right here. This is where the instruction was given. This is not going to happen by your effort and your performance. This is a supernatural wealth that God has to bestow upon you. Make yourself available. Make yourself available. Move every doubtful financial moment you have ever had in your life. Resist it tonight as I talk to you. Resist it. It may come and try to talk to you and tell you I'm not talking to you, but I'm definitely talking to you. Because you're in the body of Christ. Tonight, the Holy Ghost will, in a phrase or in a word, or maybe in divers kind of tongue, but there will come a moment in this service that your wealth will be totally unlocked. And according to how you participate, will determine all of your limitation and lacks will be over. This is prophetic. This is not just preaching. See, money coming. And the Spirit said, tell them that I'm unlocking. They don't have to have a breakthrough no more. Tell them I'm giving them keys. That the gates of hell cannot hold them out for what I say is there. You got that? All right, you got to have that now. Watch the 17th verse now. This is what the man of God warned them. They had went through, you got to pass a wealth test. Yeah, and you got to see God in different modes of operation. And God showed them what he can do in a wilderness. He showed them that I don't need no assistant. I can make it happen for anybody, anywhere. What he said? I can make it happen for anybody, anywhere. Are you listening to me? Now notice what he says here, because I want to read a few scriptures. After he told them about the test they had gone through in the 8th chapter, you read it. The 17th verse says, and he told them about building. Don't forget, in the NIV Bible says, when you have built your fine houses. You look at it in the NIV Bible, you talk about, you see, when you build, don't forget that I brought you. Where you are right now. You may not be where you want to be, but where you are right now. He brought you. Didn't he bring you? Yeah, he's about to bring you somewhere else tonight. You believe he brought you where you're at? Yeah. You believe he can take you further? Yeah. This is your night. Yeah. promotion cometh to the body of Christ. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. We about to switch this thing, partner. Woo! Yeah, give me a little time to work with it. We're going to all got our kids for a few moments. If I don't get drunk before I finish, I feel it coming home now. Hallelujah. And thou saying thine heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. That cannot happen. Oh, man, they live Oshaka. Barakashukotelebasa. Bengunde Sikoda. I heard in the spirit, record this. Bad days are gone. You will switch economy tonight. You will not depend on overtime another day in your life. It's going to be a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. Some of y'all are kind of conservative. You got to get loose, baby, for the Holy Ghost to work. You know, you can't sit there and try to keep your all your hair and all that stuff straight when the Holy Ghost is moving. You got to let that wig twist when the Holy Ghost is moving, boy. What? You will never get nothing from God sober. You're too sober, and your faculties interrupt what God want to do. You got to drink, and you got to get a little woozy. You got to get to the point, I don't care what happened, I'm going with it. I've seen some meeting, boy, and I believe this is going to be one of them. I'm not going to be long, but I've seen some meeting when the Spirit of God start doing some things right in the midst. But the Spirit don't mess with sober people. People who drink, people who lose it a little bit. You know, you got to be a little, you don't understand it. You got to be a little awkward to move in the Spirit. You got to be, you don't care what nobody think, man. You just yielding to the Holy Ghost. You want something supernatural to happen. You can't be conservative. You got to be loose. Oh, my. Oh, my. Let me preach a little bit, Lord. Let me preach a little bit. Woo! Woo! Something stirring in there, man. Ah! Oh, I need to preach a little bit. We need to win some cases in here. The enemy thought he had you. He shouldn't have never let you come to this meeting. You will never be the same after this meeting. Your anointing is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That force is the key. That force is the key. That force is the key. Look at verse 18 now. Under the anointing. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. How can men say God don't want us wealthy? How can you read this verse with your religious self and say God don't want his children wealthy? How could you read this verse, 18 verse? But remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give us power to get wealth. If he didn't want us to have wealth, why would he give us power to have wealth? Wealth from God, listen to me, is a covenant promise. Now, turn to Matthew 16 again. I'm just going to read the 19th verse about those keys out of the Message Bible. Then I'm going to show you another verse talking about unlocking some stuff. Very briefly, Matthew 16, 19, you know, Jesus, Peter got the revelation and then told him about my church. Then he told Peter, but look what the Message Bible says in the 19th verse. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any, talk to me, man, and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth. Earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth, whatever you lock up, you see, is a no in heaven. I want to get you to do something, but something gonna happen. So, what are you saying, no or yes about wealth?
Yes.
But that's a wrap.
Yes.
No, you don't understand what happened just now. In the spirit, you said yes. You just unlocked wealth. Your mouth is your key. Turn to Luke chapter 11. Why the body of Christ does not have the wealth they should have? Preachers, religion, big organizations, but very little revelation, performance, showmanship, competition in the ministry. Who are the greatest preachers? We all preachers. Let me show you. Luke 11. But I got to read it in a certain way. So just hold a minute. Verse 52. Luke 11, 52. I'm going to read out the Message Bible. You are hopeless, you religious scholars. You took the key of knowledge, but instead of unlocking doors, you locked them. You won't go in yourself, and won't let anyone else in either. Now look what happened after Jesus said that. As soon as Jesus left the table, the religious scholar and Pharisees went into a rage. They went over and over everything he said, plotting how they could trap him in something from his own mouth. Now I'm going to say something else to the body of Christ I haven't said before. And it's going to drive these scholars crazy. It is easy to be wealthy. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Then it went on and said, because the priests rejected knowledge, and I have rejected them. You got a new breed of preachers who are going to walk in wealth and lead you into green pastures. Are you following me? To walk in covenant wealth, one must be schooled by the Holy Spirit. That covenant wealth is about the will of God in the earth realm. Don't miss that now. Covenant wealth is about the will of God in the earth realm. God needs some wealthy Christians. Christians who can look at a blueprint and say, Pastor, we don't need to have a fun drive. Me and my house are going to pay for the whole. We got statistics of all the billionaires. They had $265 billion. You got Mr. Ford. You got Mr. Rockefeller. And it was coming down the list from the top to the bottom. Guess who was at the bottom? Solomon, $2.7 trillion. Run a ring around. Where that money went? Turn to Genesis chapter 12. You have to have the proper instruction about wealth before you can walk in it. I was thinking about the 600 acres of land I told you about that we have, and I have four herds of cattle because Abraham had cows, so I bought some. And I'm riding, and it just come to clarity to me. I'm riding by, and every time I pass by, I say, Lord, what you want to do with this land? Because I'm going to do what you want to do. He said this, the land is in my plan. And I thought about today, just today, what Jeremiah 29:11 says. Plan to prosper you and give you an expected end. Something or something going to happen to some people in the body of Christ that what God has promised would not be able to be denied. Would you be available? It can happen any moment. But you have to have an expectation. Yeah. Stop complaining. Now notice this, this instruction he gave Abraham, Father Abraham, then Genesis chapter 12. Got to look at that a minute. Instruction he gave Abraham. I'm not going to preach long tonight. I got some other things to do in the service. No, I got some other things to do in the service tonight. I got some ladies to lay hand on. I got a young man to lay hand on. He don't know nothing about it. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now notice what he said in the instruction, how he gave. Second verse said, see, you got to follow instruction. Tell the person next to you, you got to follow instruction. See, one of the instructions we don't follow, I think I haven't read this scripture in a long time, but I think it's Matthew 10:34. Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace, but I come to send a sword. Sometimes to get to your world to play, the first people you got to be separated from is your ugly family. I'm not telling you nothing I didn't have to do. I've done that already. Call you to separate. You got to follow instruction. You can't keep physical contact to have a spiritual movement. Are you following me? You got to stop letting all these people vote on your life. When this, whatever the Spirit say, move. So he says, and I will make of thee a great nation. Listen now. And I will bless thee, and I'll make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I want you to say, I receive that.
I receive that.
Right now.
Right now.
He's talking to me. That be up on your business, your businesses. That be up on your house. That be up on your life from this night forward. Because whatever he said to Abraham, through Christ, it belonged to me. Say this with me. I see myself out of debt. All my needs met. Now, you all know I'm not no rookie preacher. I preach all over the world. I preach in Madison Square Garden many times. I preach in London. I preach in Brazil. I'm not a rookie preacher. So when I'm speaking to you, you're not hearing from a novice. I have you to repeat those things for a reason. The Holy Spirit and I are in partnership. And he want to work something in here tonight. He want to position you that you will be the remnant in the body of Christ, apostolically living, walking in the promises of God. Not just confession, not just waiting, but walking in it. Are you ready for that? I feel the glory ready to hit this place. That's why. Hey! In order to receive your covenant wealth, you have to sometimes, I got to say it this way, because there's some wild instruction. Yeah. Told Abraham, I'm going to make you great. Then he said, come on, now wait, stay with me. A few more things, I'm going to turn loose. So the Holy Ghost can put this in you. I said, so the Holy Ghost can put this in you. I can hear the Holy Ghost say, I'm ready. Something supernatural going to happen in here tonight by the Spirit of the living God. I expect something to happen that never happened before. I dare you tell three people wealth getting on me. Well, getting on. You don't know me. Look, do it like this. You won't know me next year this time. Tell somebody. Woo! Well, getting on me. You won't know me this year next time. We have had too many scripture lessons without the Holy Ghost. You cannot preach us, you cannot interrupt the Holy Ghost. Whatever way he wants to go. He want to bless his people. He got various ways. You don't just have to read your heart outline. Let the Holy Ghost, wow, do what he want to do in the house. Why Smith Wigglesworth had so much anointing? He was unpredictable. He would yield. My spiritual father, I followed him many years, Kenneth Hagin, before he went home to be with the Lord. I followed him. I got his mantle. I followed him and got his mantle. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it, boy. Yeah. And I see him moving, teaching a nice little lesson. All of a sudden, he step off in the Holy Ghost. Go in another direction. We need some good Holy Ghost meeting. May I tell you what I'm hearing? The Holy Ghost is stirring up your wealth right now. So I want you to stir up the gift that is on the inside of you, so you can meet with the stirring of the Holy Ghost, that you and the Holy Ghost can get together and get set free tonight from all financial bondage. I yield to the Holy Ghost. Now, I know some of y'all, I might lose some of y'all now, but I got to see what the Holy Ghost is telling me. He's leading me. Being broke is a bastard spirit. You a son. You a daughter. You not no bastard. Take your hand off my money. Take your hand off my money. I go free tonight. I break. I unlock. See, I almost went back. You're a son. You're a daughter. You have a right to your father's inheritance. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. You know what? You know what? Because you're the father's child, everybody works in this world working for you. That's why God can get anything, anytime, anywhere, to anybody, to me, now. I have 8 championship ring from that. 8 championship ring I have from that Sam statement. God proved it. All right, one of y'all, raise your hand. Got 8 championship rings. Go ahead and raise your hand. You see, God do that as an example. If you trust him in the Holy Spirit, there's something going on in you. I don't know what the Lord want to do up in here. I'm going to keep, try to teach my little lesson a little more, but I'm not going to tell him on shake it. You got keys, children. When a scripture become a revelation in your heart, you own that. Obeying divine instruction. Write that down. Obeying divine instruction. You got to take, come on, sit down, write it. Obeying divine, say it, obeying divine instruction. Now, I didn't say understand. See, we got to operate by faith. So whatever he says, if your spirit bear witness with the Holy Ghost bear witness with your spirit, God said that to you, don't go ask a lot of people, can you do it? When you got a real witness in your spirit that God have told you to do this, don't get no second emotion. We got too much parliamentary procedures in the church. Now, the church is not a democracy, it's a theocracy. Yes. We don't need to vote on it. Right. Every voting church is helpless. Yes. God showed his ways to Moses. See? Are you listening to me? I'm in charge here right now. He released me. I'm in charge. You're not in charge. I don't need your revelation. You listen to me. So this thing can happen in here. It's hanging right over our head. And just to take a few more minutes. The Holy Ghost is ready to deliver some stuff in here. And stop some stuff in here. And you go on and live your life high class, high class, high class. No, not second class, high class. High class living. God, what? You ain't never heard that. You ain't never heard that from the pulpit. God wants us to live high class. We represent him. Just say when I ride in one of my Rolls Royce, I get to the red light and a dope pusher to my right. He does this. He know. He know dope can't outdo my God. He know I'm taking something heavier than cocaine. The anointing is heavier than cocaine. Heathen livers respect me. Because I'm walking in my full covenant. I see you walking in your full covenant. Just yield to it. Just yield to it. Just yield to it. Well, I'm a follower of the Holy Ghost. Just yield to it. A divine transaction is taking place in heaven now. In a few moments, it's going to come down here. You're going to be divinely assured that you have to never live like you have been living no more. Whether you know it or not, something supernatural is coming down on you. And you will be able to wear it the rest of your day. And it will reorganize your whole life. A few more words. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him. It's personal. I'll bless them, but I'll curse him. I'll curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In other words, you turn to the 13th chapter. He was saying to Abraham, I'm going to make you rich. In Genesis 13, 2, and Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And I said this before, but I'm so glad God said what Abram was rich in, so one of these spiritual people wouldn't be able to say he was close to the Lord. So God knew that. So God itemized what he made him rich in so we can understand how God rolled. You still here? Job chapter 1 verses 1 through 3. I'm not going to read all this scripture. I'm going to tell you somebody. Righteousness make a demand on covenant wealth. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says something about you. That said Jesus became sin that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. So you have divine rights because you're a child of God. Then Galatians 3:13 says Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curses, everyone hanging on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through faith. Say it, Abraham's blessing are mine. Say this, I claim all the blessing of Abraham tonight is mine. There's money being transferred by blood tonight. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I hear in the spirit that what Christ did on the cross was a covenant wealth transfer. And it became kingdom wealth. And I hear there's a blood wealth transfer being made tonight. Supernatural deals coming our way. Things will begin to happen that you don't talk to nobody about because you can't explain it right now. Financial worry and financial fear is on the run. When they see you coming, they're going to run because they know you know a secret. And some secret things are happening in your life that it's mysteries that they can't stop. Oh, man, they can't stop it. I see some of y'all still in Sunday school. Oh, my man, come on. My goodness. Look ahead, look ahead. Psalm 112, look that with me. Preach the word, Holy Ghost. Psalm 112. Help me, Holy Ghost. Just a few more minutes. Help me. Oh, my goodness. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me help the people, Holy Ghost. Whoa. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helping me. Turn to Psalm 112. This is a proven fact here. This will win any court case. This will win any court case. It says in Psalm 113, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise all you servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's praise him a minute. See, listen to me. I know now that I'm supposed to be in Psalm 112. But see, when you're preaching, this is the way it goes. See, you got to follow. You see, you got to get lost to preach. If you're going to preach right. If something's going to happen while you're preaching. You can't have a strict guideline. Psalm 113:2 said, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, let the name, the Lord's name is to be praised. Come on, let's pray. Something about to happen. The Lord's name is to be praised. Hey, Lord, glory. Listen at verse 4. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord? Our God who dwelleth on high. Look at verse 9. Hey, you think he can't do it? He maketh the barren woman to keep house. If he can make a barren woman keep house, he can make me rich. All your days of barrenness is over. You are pregnant with wealth tonight in the name that is above every name. You're leaving here pregnant with covenant wealth. Carry the baby with joy. Conceive. Let the Holy Ghost conceive. Wealth is birthed in you tonight. I see one man, he looked at me like Stevie Wonder. He's looking at me like Stevie Wonder, like he can't see. See, he said, do these people believe all that? That they know it. Y'all know it's time for promotion. You know you've been serving the Lord. You've been praising the Lord. You love the Lord. You know the Lord can do better than this. He's ready. You just got to get ready to receive. Don't let your neighbor talk you out of it. Shout! For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Shout! Your Honor, we want to argue our case now real clear. Now look at Psalm 112. This is so clear. Psalm 112 is so clear. Who's supposed to be handling the wealth? Who's supposed to have the money? Not the Babylonian system. A bastard child has no business living better than a real child. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall what? Be blessed. With what? Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. I'm not going to want you to turn to this scripture, but in Proverbs 13:21-22, I wrote this note for you to say. The wealth transfer belonged to me. Now just go ahead and be stupid. Don't say nothing. Just sit there and be stupid. Don't say nothing. Don't respect a prophetic voice. Just sit there like you know it with your broke self and don't say nothing. You know you're two notes behind now, and you sit there, and now God trying to get something to you, and you don't want to say nothing. You're too cute to open your mouth. You can't disrespect the anointing and get blessed. I told you, say something. The wealth transferred belonged to me. I'm trying to get something in you, trying to get something to you. You can't be all cute up in here. Ain't nobody got no time for you to be on that road. Blocking what God trying to loose. Say what I tell you to say. Just sit up there. Just mess the point up on the road. Slap somebody. Send out you. Say, God, bam, you better say something up here. I'll help you fight them. I mean, people got spiritual things. You got to respect this stuff, man. Listen, man. I didn't come way up here. I flew 2 hours to get up here. For you to ignore my instruction. How you say that? I know some of them out there didn't say nothing. Turn to Psalms 66. I'm almost through. But I'm not going to stop blessing these other people for you. No. I know better than that. I'm not going to lose my job. I know what I come here for. But I just want to tell you, you ain't going to stop me either. Somebody, people try to victimize you. Look at you real straight. Don't smile. Don't raise the hand or nothing. You can't victimize me. How you going to victimize me? I'm a black man, multi-millionaire, happy, married, got all my children in line. Well, how you going to victimize me? Jesus. See, when I go to large churches like this, I just tell myself it's just another church. I can't be intimidated. I don't care how many members you got. I don't care how big your church is. I don't care what you have done. You can't intimidate me. Because I can pay for this whole church.
Yes, sir.
By myself.
Yeah.
Without a loan.
Yeah.
It's on, brother. Upstairs and downstairs. I can take care of it. I got enough money to burn a wet mule on the run. God did it. Say, tell him God did it. And he about to do it for you as you yield. Woo! Psalm 66. Verse 8. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Which holdeth our soul in life, and suffer not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laid affliction upon our loins. Verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water. You ready? You ready? Mount Gilead, are you ready? The fire and the water days are over. It's time for to let God bring us into our wealthy place. Shout and give God the victory. Shout. Give God. That's enough. That's enough. I said, the fire is over. The water is over. Tonight, God is bringing you into your wealthy place. Shout like you believe it. Shout enclosed in my heart for you. Been there for a long time, says the Lord. You have served me, you have praised me, you have honored me, you have honored my church, you have honored my leaders. Enclosed in my heart is some things tonight that I'm able to unfold and release on your behalf. Get ready to receive it, for here it comes, says the Lord.